This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, if I was a sociopath or a psychopath, I would be trying to get Hillary Clinton elected. I would not be actually opposing her with everything I've got, even risking my life and having top whistleblowers on routinely and having the Justice Department snooping around my life and the IRS harassing people. But I do it because I care about my family. And if Hillary got elected, that'll make talk radio and what libertarian conservatives do even bigger. But the country's going to die. There isn't much time left, just like that great article in Politico, you know, how Donald Trump did it, I think was the headline. And he was really planning, agonizing. It's got Roger Stone in it, you know, debating, you know, when he should get in the race, when he shouldn't. There he is, you know, really deciding, hey, I can't let him destroy this country. Does that mean Trump's perfect? No. The point is, he's not owned by them, and they're scared. And it just comes down to that. And I can tell you're really engaged in this as well, Mr. Stone. So closing points on what we do to make sure he wins and what we do to stop the dirty tricks, what we do to make sure he dominates so that he can destroy Hillary Clinton in the upcoming election.
Yeah, I mean, sadly, if the party nominates either Ted Cruz or Marco Rubio, neither one of them will engage Hillary on the issues in which she's engaged. You know, just weeks ago, she tried to play the gender card, and Donald Trump jammed it right back down her throat. No, Hillary, you're not an advocate for women. You're an abuser of women. You have terrified and terrorized and bullied women who've gotten in the way of your and your husband's rise to power. Only Trump will take that fight to her. The others will fold. Even Rand Paul, who I like, tossed this softball in the last debate. Took a total pass, let it go right over the
plate. Softballs are the way to lose. Notice when Trump hammered her with a, you don't want to go there, Hillary, with all your defending Bill the abuser, it's disgusting. That's his quote. She shut up so quick, and that bully put her tail between her legs.
Yeah, no, and now she says she's not going to respond to any of these charges, which, by the way, won't work, because I'm convinced that Hillary's victims, very brave and courageous women like Juanita Broderick, Kathleen Willey, Sally Miller, Paula Jones, you're going to see them all over television this fall if Donald Trump is the nominee. You're going to see them speaking out specifically about what happened to them at the hands of Bill and then at the hands of Hillary. Only Trump can spearhead an effort to take her on frontally. These other candidates, their job is to lose. And then the congressional Republicans go back to a cozy relationship.
That's right.
With the Democratic president, and this country goes down the drain.
And they blame the takeover agenda on the Democrats, which they've worked with. We've got a minute and a half left. I want to talk about both your books, InfoWarsStore.com, Exposing the Bushes and the Clintons. Everybody's got to get these and get them out to the people you know that are undecided. But in closing, predictions so far, if Trump continues on his course, how does this break out in the upcoming primaries in New Hampshire, in South Carolina, and other areas?
Well, here is the good news. Look, I've been a critic of Trump's campaign in Iowa. I've also been the biggest booster of Trump's candidacy on television. You'll see me again this weekend on CNN with Mike Smirkanish on Saturday morning on Fox.
Yeah, why doesn't Trump bring you back to head stuff up right now? My God. Because every time he follows your strategy, he wins.
Well, Trump is his own strategist, and you really can't argue with it. He's gotten himself as far as he has. I frankly think I can do more good from the outside, appearing on programs like this, and telling folks what's really going on.
Sure, so tell us what happens in 60 seconds. Sorry.
Very simple. Here's the good news. Donald Trump's organization in South Carolina is second to none. He has the very best people in the business there, and they know what they're doing. They are superbly well organized. And they have developed their own targeting and voter profiling information. So if Trump can win New Hampshire, he is poised to win big in South Carolina, which I, by the way, predict will be a face-off with Marco Rubio, and Ted Cruz will be an afterthought. If he wins South Carolina, and he will, he is then poised to sweep the South, and he will be the nominee. Whole new ballgame. It will be the worst day in the life of Hillary and Bill Clinton.
That's what they're saying. If he gets it, it's going to be a landslide. He'll take New York that Republicans don't normally get. Wow, it's incredible. Thank you so much, Mr. Stone, for all you do. StoneZone.com. Find both those books there as well. Thank you, sir.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You will be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, we have the former top Clinton insider who ran their campaigns gubernatorially and then got out once he was president because of the crimes they were committing, Larry Nichols. And by the way, Larry didn't even want us to show him on camera. Well, he was like aiming at the top of his head. He's always asking me, you know, not to get into the details of what he's going through medically, but he is battling very, very serious cancer, and he's got a tracheotomy in right now, and he wanted to cover it up, how he's talking, and didn't want to show the bottom of his face. And I said, look, Larry, people need to know how sick you are while you're battling this. He's having surgery constantly. He's in the hospital. Sometimes he can't come on because he's in such bad shape. He knows, though, they can also sneak in the hospital and kill him, so he doesn't want to talk about the fact of how sick he is. But if they're going to do that, it's known how sick he is to begin with. But he is knocking on heaven's door, in my opinion. And I know the look of somebody that's fighting with their life, looking at him on the Skype a minute ago. He just had to go to the bathroom, too. He's so sick. So we're waiting. We do a shot for TV viewers right now. We're waiting for Nichols, who's, you know, there at his couch by his bed, fighting the Clintons that hard. And he was a Green Beret in special operations, black ops all over the world when he got hired in for the Clintons to be basically his dirty tricks operative. And he knows physically where the bodies are buried. Hadn't told me where they are, but I mean, that's why he's still alive. They really fear him. And we just hope, and he hopes he can stay around through this election. And that said, the guy lost everything. He didn't even ask me to do this today. Can't get business, anything, doing all this, the medical bills, you name it. I'm going to put up his P.O. box right now. Nichols Live at AOL.com. And really, most of his problems is the guy, last time I talked to him, was selling his furniture. We even went up there to interview him in Arkansas, selling his furniture to pay for his medical bills. Battling lung cancer, folks. Nichols Live at AOL.com. And right now, this is the big secret. He's already signed his do not resuscitate orders. He's just trying to stay alive through pure will to try to defeat the globalists in this election. So let's put it back on screen for folks to support him right now. Nichols Live at AOL.com. And Larry, I went ahead and just spilt the beans because I'm not going to sit here but I got a tracheotomy in your neck and the whole thing and cover it up and not explain to people how sick you are while you're doing this. And sometimes you had to be on the phone because you have to crawl over some of these shows in your bed. But let's put it back on screen for TV viewers and radio listeners. Nichols Live, one word, Nichols Live at AOL.com on PayPal. And then Larry Nichols, 58, Kensington Drive, Conway, Arkansas, 72034. That said, it's because people that tell the truth need to be supported. We were just talking to one of the famous women that Clinton settled with over rape. And she wasn't even asking for help. I had just heard through insiders that they've been messing with her, having people harass her, trying to take her house. They come after you, folks. And everybody goes, well, we better just shut up and not fight the establishment. That's how we got here. They come after your name, your treasure, your family, your health, everything. That's why almost every guest I have on, I'm like, hey, get their book, get their video, support them. The Clintons, when it came out in the secret documents that Judicial Watch sued for and got part of them, then the Western Journalism Center, Joseph Farah, saw those, sued and got all of them, 30-something thousand pages of the Clinton Library. And it's so explosive, they don't even know if they can release them because they can be liable. Now they know why they were secret. It is how they were going to shut down the media, how they were going to take over, how they'd call anybody a conspiracy theorist that criticized them for crimes, and how they couldn't allow any media, liberal or conservative, to develop that they didn't control. And it was them threatening ABC, CBS, NBC, you name it, in 1993 as soon as they got in the White House. And, man, you see those talking points, you see the media following them today. So that's what happens. They come after you. And the problem is so many people stood up now that it's like the waves used to be so big because there were so few and crush you. Now, have the waves gotten smaller or has liberty gotten bigger? The waves still hitting us in the chest. There's a lot of them, but there's people that were there at first, like Nichols, that is under the water, folks. So that's why we need to support these people. And several before we go to our guest, because I only plugged once last hour, we sell incredibly high-quality products at the very lowest prices that we know are game-changers and are 360 wins. Whether it's the colloidal silver, we sell at the lowest price, highest quality you can get from the biggest, most successful, approved laboratory in the United States. Same stuff they sell at Whole Foods. Ours is just lower price, private label. And we got huge discounts on that. $16.96 right now. I mean, it's $25 in other stores. We've got Anthroplex, an incredible male and female enhancement with known herbs and minerals that fuse together to give you the base you need to block the estrogen mimickers and all the rest of it. You then take it with super male or super female vitality. And look, just get a bottle. See what happens for yourself. You'll be supporting the broadcast. You can't lose. And I know you're going to reorder like 98% of people do. I mean, this doesn't have reviews yet because it just came out 2 days ago. Look at the Super Male Vitality reviews, 4.8 stars, thousands of five stars. It'll blow you away. So introducing Anthroplex, the twice-daily pill formulated for men. Anthroplex synergistically works with Super Male Vitality by using key ingredients that you have been asking for, like horny goatweed, zinc orotate, newly balanced blend of other known organic herbs. Anthroplex was created to help restore the masculine or feminine foundations and stimulate vitality with its own blend of unique ingredients. You can get 15% off, introductory offer, and free shipping when you get it with Super Male Vitality or Female Vitality or buy it individually. And by the way, every new product we come out with sells out. So we'll do a limited run. I thought we'd have this for at least 2 weeks, so I got a pretty big pre-order. At current sales rates, it'll sell out by next Wednesday. I told you DNA Force would sell out within 3 or 4 days at the price we discounted it. It did. We won't have more of it for 4 weeks. We're trying to rush it getting here. But the ingredients are so organic, so hardcore sourced, that it's hard to do. I mean, we can water it down, take things out, do things. We can't do that. That's why these are such game-changing products. And your purchase funds, everything we're doing, InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com, or 888-253-3139. Now, that said, it's important to support our frontline guests that are such activists for liberty and risk their lives. It's just as important to support InfoWars. It's just as important to support the sponsors of GCNLive.com. But it's even more important that you spread the word about the broadcast, that you pray for those that are on the broadcast. We need those prayers, folks. We need God's providence. And that you also support our local AM and FM affiliates, their sponsors, become a sponsor, or just make a donation to that station. Buy them a billboard. Whatever. Just get it done. Now's the time for the maximum effort. All right, I don't normally start plugging at the start of an hour, but I wanted to talk about Larry when he's going through it. I didn't like to talk about his own physical issues, and maybe before you go, you'll go ahead and let us know. We got you till about 40 after. Then I'm going to blitzkrieg through economic news, election news, military news. We haven't covered yet Obama and the mosque. Totally sickening. He literally, when he goes to a church, has them cover up Christ with a hood like he's being abducted. But here they hung up the name of Allah 100 times behind him. Again, it's a rubbing it in the face, and he criticized Christians and hate speech while he was there, just like he does on Easter, just like he does on Christmas. I mean, it's crazy. But we're going to get into that later. I know you've got your latest intel from your sources on the attempts to bring down Trump, Hillary, Obama. Are they going to bring in a dark horse like Joe Biden or Bloomberg? So Larry Nichols, former top Clinton insider. Thank you for coming on with us, buddy.
You bet, Alex. Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Now, I know you got a deal in your neck, and you just got out of surgery in the hospital. We appreciate you coming on with us. You want to address your health issues right up front or get to it later?
Oh, yeah, it's just a mess. Let's don't worry with it. It's something I'll fight through because, Alex, this is the last chance we get to try to do anything to save this country. And to be quite honest, it's now or never. And as you saw in the Iowa caucus, Cruz has taken several of the plays out of the playbook for the Clintons, dirty tricks. And I'd like to tell you about something that's going on, if I may, which is a little bit out of the Clinton world, but I got some news about the Clinton world. Out of the Clinton world, you need to know, folks, the National Chambers of Commerce, a man named Donahue, they are pouring millions into stopping Trump. They're in bed with Karl Rove and the boys. And that's where a lot of the funding, but Alex, here's the kicker. The RNC with Karl Rove, the establishment, they've gone around to Fox, to Mark Levin, to Limbaugh, to you name it. They've gone to all the Glenn Beck, all of these places, putting pressure on them to stop Trump, talk bad about it.
And that's inside baseball. I want you to break it down. The good news is Limbaugh has pretty much said no to them, and boy, the word is they're going after him now.
They're going after him.
Well, I'm proud of Limbaugh because he's done some good, some bad, but here at the end, I think he's choosing America.
Well, I think even Rush Limbaugh understands there are times in this country, Alex, where you have to go beyond self. Now, it might be easier for Limbaugh with the millions he's got to be able to have integrity. I don't know. But thank God he has fought it and is fighting it to date. Now, Hillary, here's the news about that. Hillary has warned that if they indict her, she will release all the information she has on everyone in Washington. Even Republicans, Alex, are going to Obama saying, don't indict her. She will destroy Washington. I happen to know what she has. She can release all of the secrets that are to never be told about Washington, D.C., and she is holding that over their heads. And if anybody wonders why there can be all of this evidence and yet no indictment, that's why. You also got to know She's very upset that she has a shadow candidacy in Joe Biden.
Stay there. I'm going to come right back and give you the floor, Larry Nichols, on the inside scoop on the Clintons right now and where all this is going. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show, the very tip of the spear telling the truth, folks. This is the real deal. This is the defense of the Republic. You're seeing it. You're part of it.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KB Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rate. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KB. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KBArmor.com. Come and take it.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's a perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Average weight lost in the study was 8.3 pounds to 4.2 inches total in first month. Results vary. Call to cancel within 14 days and return remaining non-frozen food for a refund, less return shipping. Free shakes with first order only.
All right, guys. The holidays are over and we have got some weight to lose. Let's do this. It's going to take pizza, some pasta, some chicken parm, great foods, all part of the awesome new Turbo 10 program from Nutrisystem. You'll love it. Money back guaranteed. Lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Look, you keep putting it off, you'll keep putting it on. So call Nutrisystem today and get 4 weeks of delicious meals and 1 week of Nutrisystem's new Turbo Shakes free, packed with protein plus probiotics to help support digestive health and bust that gut. You'll also get a week of Nutra Crush Shakes to crush hunger free. Come on, lose up to 10 pounds and 5 inches in your first month. Call 866-987-THIN. 866-987-THIN. Make the call. 866-987-THIN.
Larry Nichols is our guest. Huge news at DrudgeReport.com, and I'm going to copy his headline with a screenshot of Drudge, post it to InfoWars, and then post part of the article under it with our link to Jakari Jackson's report a year and a half ago with the emergency manager of McAllen, Texas, saying we've been ordered to ship the illegals in, load them on buses, and the Border Patrol pays to ship them into the U.S. This has been going on for 2 years. This is an Examiner article. Border agent, we might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether. They're being told don't show up to court, don't do anything. Might as well abolish immigration laws. It's already been done by fiat, folks. That's why they're told let the illegals in from all over the world landing at JFK. And it just keeps happening every day. And they go, oh, it's an accident. And it's not an accident, folks. Fine, let all the illegals in and drive down the wages and we implode. Here's the issue. Citizens still are going to be harassed and be groped. And it's a takeover, a criminal takeover. And the sky's the limit. And the Republicans will do nothing. And they say, Donald Trump's disqualified for saying, stop this. We have no nation. This is global government. That's what's happening. And thank God it's finally in other newspapers after us exposing it a year and a half ago. I don't want to be the only one exposing this. They asked a border agent about it on Fox News 6 months after. We hear reports that you helped ship them in. He goes, yes, it's secret. I can't tell you, but we're ordered to, quote, complete the smuggling process. In fact, I want to find that clip. Headline, border agent tells Fox we're ordered to complete smuggling process. I want to find that clip. Larry, you'll do this till 45 after. I'm stealing time here from you ranting. It just shows how dire our straits are. Getting back to the Clinton strategies to continue all of this, but it just shows how blatant they just ignore whatever laws they want while throwing the IRS book at the Tea Party.
You know, Alex, this is what I've tried to tell, and I know you and I both. Well, we told this 23 years ago about Bill Clinton. This is what they want. This is what they're doing. And when you think in terms, folks of illegals, you better think of a driver's license, and you better think of voting. That's why I say to you all, this is our last election. Oh, there'll be other elections, but this is the last one. If we don't win, well, we will be relevant. Now, back to Hillary, Alex, she's got the files on all of them. I'm talking about the raw FBI data, the stuff she can tell. She will bring them all down, and she has made it quite clear. You indict me, everyone goes. I hear all the time, what's this new FBI director, Toomey or whatever, and he's beyond reproach. He is da-da-da. Are you kidding me, folks? I don't care if he's a Republican. I don't care if he's the Pope. Do you really believe Obama would appoint someone to head up the FBI that he doesn't control? Surely you don't. Now, back to this race with Trump. Alex, I like to give two reasons. And normally, you know, normally I don't come on and endorse or not endorse any candidate. I don't do that. My job is stay with the Clintons and do what I vowed to do. But you see, with Trump, it's different. Trump is not a politician. That's a good point, number one. Now, he's bought several of them. He'll admit that. He's bought them. But he's not one. And then when I see the massive effort, in some cases, Alex, I think you're right, it's unprecedented what the party, the establishment is doing to bring him down. That's the greatest endorsement the man could have. But then Hillary getting out, it never happened. You know, Alex, for everybody that's listening and, you know, you're getting fed up and you think, well, my gosh, how much more has got to come out on the email things until they indict Hillary? Let me tell you, folks, Hillary and her crew brought it out. They know the end of this game with the emails. If she gets prosecuted, her defense attorney is going to say, well, give us all of those documents, and we're going to have to use them in our defense. And they're going to say, whoa, we can't give you those documents to use in your defense. And
you said that was going to happen. Now they've declared them reclassified. You said that 4 months ago they do that.
Yeah.
They've done the exact thing.
Yeah, so you're not going to be, so it's going to be no prize. And Hillary knows that. So Biden and Elizabeth Warren, even though they're sitting in the bullpen to come on board, they've got problems with Hillary. Cruz, Rubio. Alex, here's what I say to Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio. You're not going to make it to the top, boys. You have my word, Ted Cruz, that I will make sure the world knows who you are, just who you are and what you are. And Alex, you know me. I don't say stuff like that idly. It's going to come out. Then you got Rubio. Now you have to watch the sleeper in this race.
Stay there. I want to get back to Rubio, back to Cruz in a moment. And I want to hear from you months before what's going to be on the cover of the Inquirer, because you've done that again and again. It keeps coming out. So I want to hear how we defeat Hillary, how we beat Obama, and how we get a president in there that is not a globalist stooge. Stay with us, folks. It's Key Intel. Straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones with InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
The borders are
Alex
down.
Alex Jones and the GCN
borders are
Radio
down.
Network.
The republic is imploding. This is an emergency transmission.
Chronic inflammation is now known to block your ability to repair and compromises your immune system, making you more vulnerable to all diseases. Since poor diet, injuries, or stress are all contributing factors, many people suffer from inflammation. Your body's number one means of neutralizing inflammation and the pain that it may be causing is glutathione. Glutathione is the body's number one peptide to neutralize free radicals and thus stop inflammation.
Hi, my name is Jason. I'm 44 years old. For 10 years, I have been suffering from chronic pain in my abdomen and groin that radiated down into my feet. After 3 weeks on One World Wave, the pain in my feet reduced by 50% and the overall pain in my body reduced significantly as well. I ran out of One World Wave and the pain returned. I got another container and again, after 3 weeks, the pain reduced significantly throughout my body. I'd highly recommend One World Wave to anyone dealing with chronic pain due to inflammation.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
This is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I've got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans. Another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
Not a joke, folks. This is the true takedown of America. In slow motion, by stealth.
It's 11:59 at Radio Free America, and this is Uncle Sam with Music and the Truth Until Dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache. John has a long mustache. It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
But they took a lot of
people away. People that they thought were going to make trouble for them. People that had guns or things they wanted. They just took them away.
Where?
Re-education camps, that's what they call it.
So part of it is we have to break through our kind of the private idea that kids belong to their parents. Or kids belong to their families and recognize that kids belong to the whole community.
I have decided we really need camps for adults.
And we need you all run. I mean, really?
All persons of Japanese descent were required to register. Now they were taken to racetracks and fairgrounds where the Army almost overnight had built assembly centers.
Come on. I'm a non-citizen. I refuse to recognize you guys.
What kind of a situation in the U.S. would you see that happening?
I mean, we've got a lot of constitutionalists and a lot of people that stockpile weapons.
Plus, you have a lot of people that are coming out of the military that have the ability and the knowledge to build IEDs and to defeat law enforcement techniques.
These people are radicalized, and they don't support the United States, and they're disloyal to the United States. It's our right and our obligation to segregate them from the normal community.
Let's not kid about it. We're building a domestic army because the government is afraid of its own citizens.
Put your gun down, really?
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Are you some kind of a constitutionalist?
So these people who hold themselves out to be patriots are not. They're nothing more than domestic terrorists.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
It's a new kind of war. They're destroying our economy. They're imploding our borders. They are bringing independents who can be a new political class. They are openly demonizing free speech. And they're trying to set us up to prepare for war with the military and the police. And my message to the military and police is this. That's why I give a big donation to the Fallen Police Officers Program. And also, you know, for the police officers program, they have kids that have cancer and stuff. Same reason I give money to Meals on Wheels and the rest of it and Salvation Army. Because I'm trying to do good here. I don't want to be enemies with the police. But let me tell you, the enemies have seized this country. You got the Border Patrol coming out saying, it's all gone. We're told to let everybody go. There's no border. It's total treason. You understand? Our government is captured by criminals. Americans have a right now to physically fight back. That's not smart strategy at this point. But they're preparing down the road when we lose these battles to come after the patriots. And then it all kicks off because folks just can't go along with it. We're living in history right now. That's why I aired that Red Dawn intro. But it came from within, not from without, folks. It came from Goldman Sachs, who's come out today. I'm going to get to this after Larry leaves us. This is a very important article. Goldman Sachs says it may be forced to fundamentally question how capitalism is working. And it goes on to basically say Goldman Sachs says that it doesn't have efficacy, that it's not ethical. So Goldman Sachs comes in, set up after 1900, uses its money to fund the Bolshevik Revolution, uses its money to create crony capitalism, to take our tax money. That's Bloomberg reporting this. And now is set to destroy it, blaming it for what it's done when it runs the whole show. That's beautiful. And who's it run? Hillary Clinton and Ted Cruz. Who does it hate? Who's not given $1? That'd be smart for them to slip a donation in that Trump doesn't even know about and say, oh, look, we gave a donation. The point is I don't give them ideas. The point is, I mean, this is it. This is the crony capitalist wrecking your ladder up. They're in the hot air balloon. They already got off the ground. They want to cut that rope so you can't get up there and then laugh at you and blame that on the patriot movement. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. And the more socialism they call for, the more there's a tiny one-half of one-tenth of 1% that has all the wealth. Then they sick the giant unwashed masses that can't pay for anything. On the middle class, it's annihilated. And the ladder up, the stairway up to wealth is gone. And you commit us to third world status and elite victory. You know Latin America and Africa and Eastern Europe and Asia don't need to be third world. You know their elites write books bragging they keep them poor outside their armored fortresses. That's what makes them God. They can buy your daughter for a dollar in places like Thailand. And now you're going to live it here. You're going to be good slaves. And, Larry, you know, you did a lot of classified stuff, I know, in the military in Central and South America. We ought to have you on for a full hour sometime just to talk about your experiences and things you did. I know a lot of the stuff with the Clintons was illegal, so you can't really get into that. That's some of the, you know, bodies are buried stuff, which I don't know. But sometimes it's just good to get that stuff out there. I know you're keeping it as an ace in the hole. And obviously, you know, if you do die from this cancer, which we hope doesn't happen, I'm sure a lot of that's going to come out. I just wonder if the folks that have it have got the huevos you've got and will release it. I do not have it. And that's not because I'm even afraid. I'm afraid to lose my life for nothing, thinking I have something I don't. But getting back to the Clintons, getting back to where we are in a society, getting back to the world we're in, what their next moves are. You were warning Ted Cruz, saying, I've got the dirt on you, buddy. You know, you're never going to be there. I say just go ahead and start bringing that out now to torpedo him. And then let's expand into Rubio.
Well, I intend to. One of the things that needs to be done right now about Iowa, and they better do it quick. This is a suggestion, and I know because I did it against the Clintons. How do you think I got him impeached? Ben Carson needs to file a complaint with the FCC. He also needs to go across the street and file a federal complaint in the federal court. Now, he needs to find three people, or Trump, somebody needs to find three people that were going to vote for Carson, went into that room when they heard that, flipped their vote. And with those three people, they can file a theft by deception charge, criminal charge against Cruz. Trust me, Cruz is done. Now, I don't have standing, but that has never stopped me before of interceding in something that I felt like I needed to intercede in. Then you got to know about Rubio. See, you have to know the confidential flow chart, their strategy flow chart. What do you want to call them? The hierarchy, the establishment.
Chain of command.
Well, this is a flow chart for how to push. Get it, folks? You're not going to believe it. Jeb Bush in. You see, Jeb Bush is sitting there. Now, if Rubio and Cruz beat Trump and drive him out, then it'll be Rubio and Cruz. Then they have the same stuff on Cruz that I have. And then when they get rid of Cruz, they're going to go after Rubio. Now, they're going to point out that Rubio's queer. That ain't me. I'm telling you what they're going to do. They're going to point out that he is about as homosexual a queer as there is a homosexual queer. Now, once again, that's not me, Rubio. That's them. When they eliminate Cruz, Rubio, and they have done away with Trump, guess who's in line then, buddy? Jeb Bush.
And you got a brokered election, which insiders admit they're planning.
They're brokering the election. You folks, in a primary, I've told you before, Alex has told you, in a primary it's all about money. Who has the most money stays till the end. And then you've got somebody that's an oddball like Trump. Here comes Trump. He doesn't need that money. He'll do it on his own. But they plan to remove him. They plan to get rid of him and use Cruz and Rubio to do it. And I will not let that stand. I will not. And trust me, Alex, I don't know how much you know about Ted Cruz, but
No, I don't ever want to know anything about people individually until it's time to drop the hammer on them, and then I want to know that information right the moment it's released where I'm not standing next to the explosion.
Well, Ted Cruz is not what he's purported to be. I mean, anyway, I'm going to leave it at that for now, but don't worry. Hell's coming to Cruz. Trust me. Hillary's safe. I still get this stuff. Well, she's going to be indicted. She's going to be indicted. Alex, think about it. If Hillary was going to be indicted with the email thing, there's enough evidence there.
And we have everything else. Benghazi, the list goes on and on. But what about this? What about the FBI then releasing its investigation and saying she should have?
They can't.
In fact, I saw articles now that they're not releasing the Whitewater draft indictments they had on her for that.
No. I mean, they're going to, if Toomey really has put 100 FBI agents that are above everybody and were really doing a good job, he's got to submit to Loretta Lynch. He's got to submit the case to her. and then she's got to make the decision whether to prosecute it. And I'm telling you guys, nobody in Washington wants Hillary indicted because it means their end. It's their end. So just know, quit worrying about the FBI. If Toomey, the FBI director, is as squeaky clean as everybody says.
I understand. Haven't we reached a moment, though, because a lot of evidence is that the FBI director, J. Edgar Hoover, didn't die like they said in his bedroom. But they were sick of him blackmailing both sides, and so he kind of had a little accident. And I'm not saying I want that to happen to Hillary. I'm not at that level. I don't want to be involved. I'm a guy that just sits here and looks at the info because I want to be here at the end of this for my kids. And I can do even bolder stuff than I do. The point is I don't play in the Cloak and Dagger channel.
Right.
But
right.
When I've seen stuff like this historically, when everybody's lined up, everybody's at loggerheads, there's a stalemate, usually one side or the other is going to jump and people are going to start getting killed.
You know, Alex, I'm afraid you're right. I really am. I'm afraid you're right. Now, remember, this is a plague that stays with the Clintons. Whenever the Clintons are involved, when he was governor, when Bill Clinton was president, people die around this couple like you have never seen. And I'm afraid that what you're describing may be on someone's drawing board. Someone's. Hillary right now had better be getting her butt puckered because she's right between, in a way, Obama's in the same shape I am. He's in between Hillary and something she's wanted since she was 4 years old.
And the only way to get rid of a problem who's already convicted in the court of public opinion and is bringing your party down, where they're losing every state and every governorship, is to make her a hero where she falls down and has a stroke?
That's about it. Remember this, Hillary's going to come out of this email scandal, and you might as well just get ready for the reports. It's going to be, these mean old right-wing conservative Republicans conspiracy. They've thrown all these things about the emails, and they knew there was
nothing. She said it again last night. She said the vast right-wing conspiracy has gotten better funded.
Yeah, and then it's all there. But think about it, folks. She lived through it. And I'll tell you, she's wanting to lose New Hampshire. She wanted to lose Iowa, but then it looked like it might be such a negative that she backed out. But Hillary has got to lose New Hampshire for her playbook to actually work. She's got to be, Alex, the underdog. You can never run a Clinton. Never run a Clinton until they're the underdog. And then they will rise up out of the ashes.
And then she
like
says, I'm under attack. Protect me and I'll protect you. And then all of her followers feel like she needs them and they're part of her life. It's
That's
all
right.
A big sucker job.
That's right. Look, Bill and Hillary count on we the people to be the first three rows of a wrestling match, Alex. The first three rows of a wrestling match as the Clintons. And I used to define it, those are the people that sit right up on the front three rows. You can obviously see the fighters drawing their punches. You can see that they're all tricks. They're not really hitting each other straight in the nose with a brick. You see all of that. You're right there. But then they get up and believe it and walk out.
Let's spend a few minutes separately on, when we come back from break, on what you think Trump should do to win and what we can do to help him do that, because obviously the whole system's against him. It's for real. It's not show. It's not a foil. But separately, let's get for just 2-3 minutes before we go to break into how you got recruited by the Clintons, what you were doing in the special forces in Latin America, and how that expertise, you know, helped you now see what's happening to America itself.
Well, I've been involved in a lot of things in different operations. And I had decided I was through with that. That's why I ended up going to work for Bill at the Arkansas Development Finance Authority. I had seen too much. It was getting too rough. And I noticed in the racket I was in, Alex, there were no gray hairs. And what I mean by that, nobody lived beyond 35. When you got to 35, you'd been in the middle of enough stuff that you knew too much. So now they throw you into missions that you're not going to come out alive.
That's exactly what I saw with my family as well. It's incredible, yeah.
Yeah. So then I'd had it, went to Bill, said I need a cush job for a few months just to cool off. He put me into Arkansas Development Finance Authority, made me the marketing director. And I'd been there a couple weeks, and I got to noticing, well, it don't do what it says it does. And that's when they showed me the second set of books. Now, at the same time that went down, Adolfo Calero, head of the Contras, called me and said, Larry, Congressman Tommy Robinson wants to come down here, and he's your friend. You've got to bring him. I said, whoa, I'm not coming back. And in that conversation, Adolfo said, what is this Contra drug money stuff? And Alex, I was there. If they were selling drugs, selling cocaine for weapons, I didn't see it, and I was on the ground. But it made me check it out, and lo and behold, what I found, folks, is $100 million a month. Where did I come up with that figure? I came up with that figure from the books I had at ACFA. $100 million a month was being laundered through the Arkansas Development Finance Authority, through Dan Laster's brokerage firm, and distributed by Don Tyson and Tyson Foods. And so I went to Bill and said, Bill, here's what's going on. He played like he didn't know anything about it. I knew he was lying. He knew I knew he was lying. Remember who I was. And that's when our war started, Alex. They started roasting me. And you see, I was brought into Bill in the first place by a man named Mr. Whit Stevens. He and his brother, Whit and Jack Stevens, owned Arkansas Louisiana Gas, and they were the kingmakers of the day. They owned everything. You didn't run for dog catcher in a Humnook, Arkansas, unless they approved it. And Mr. Whit told me there was a boy that he wanted me to make to be governor, and he was attorney general. That's when and how I met Bill Clinton, and that's how I met Hillary. And
Larry Nichols, yeah. Stay there. We'll be right back and finish up the story and get your advice to Donald Trump. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. This is GCN.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire.
Senator Albert Guillory is going to be joining us. He's one of these many Republicans who was just a Democrat and who switched parties, part of this huge landslide that is taking place. And he's going to be joining us coming up for about 20, 30 minutes in the next hour. Then I will get to the other news and clips that I've mentioned, because there is so much to obviously cover on that front. But here's another article. We don't just have border agent. We might as well abolish our immigration laws altogether. Yeah, Joe Biggs is on video driving through one of these checkpoints 70 miles inside the U.S., hadn't even been to Mexico. And they want to search the vehicle. Is it Joe Biggs? I forget which report. I think it was Joe. And we put it last year. That was Joe. And he goes, why? The border is open anyways. And they go, yeah, you're right. Actually, just go on in. Start laughing. Because, I mean, it's a certain point where the TSA wants to grope my genitals or grab my children and all the naked body scanners. I'm like, I know you let illegals through without any IDs. I see it all the time. I used to see it before it was in the news. I'd be sitting there. They go, how do you know they're illegals? Give me a break, folks, especially if they're illegals from the Middle East or illegals from Mexico. I mean, culturally, you see them going, talking and saying, I have no papers. They just let you through. Now that's in the news. And again, people go, well, why don't you like those poor people? Why am I discriminated against? I don't deserve it. It's not for security. It's to train me to be a slave. Excuse me. And now there's this new Daily Caller article we're posting at InfoWars.com. Lawmaker says he's never read anything that's more sensitive than information than Hillary's top secret emails. Republican Chris Stewart. Yeah, can you imagine what she's really doing with all this? And a lot of intel is, and I think she might have put really super secret stuff in there as a form of blackmail, knowing people to get it, and then she could threaten to have that come out in the investigation they leaked to begin with to bring down all of Washington itself, and that what's in the emails is the threat itself, and that's what Nichols hinted at 6 months ago, and now I'm putting pieces together. I see him nodding. Am I on to something here?
Yeah, you're exactly where you're supposed to be. That's how it works, Alex. You just laid out the play. We used to call them scams. That's the scam. She couldn't hold Washington at bay unless she had had the New York Times release the story about the emails. And the further they deal and further they get along in the emails.
They're digging into her blackmail operation. Now, this is dangerous, so you never gave out the answer. Did I figure it out?
Yes, you did. You figured it out exactly. And now you know what I'm talking about, why all of them in Washington are going to Obama and telling him, don't you indict her, don't you indict her, because they know discovery would destroy him. Hillary knows discovery will destroy him. And guess what Hillary's pulled off by doing this? This is one of our old scams. She's got the whole of Washington, D.C. under blackmail. And she never said a word. She never said anything.
And now they're going to fight to defend her because they're defending themselves.
Right. They got to defend themselves. Look, y'all, it's tough. The racket I was in, it's tough. And it's for hardball. Now, people just got to realize this is for the presidency of the United States and soon to be Bill Clinton, the Secretary General of the United Nations.
What do you think Trump needs to look out for? What does Trump need to look out for?
Well, what Trump needs to do is he needs to communicate. I wish he would communicate with me or some of his people. And I would tell Trump that you need to stay being you. Do not let the media get you over a barrel, like, you know, when he was apologizing or when he was thanking everybody in Ohio, Iowa. You know, he still needs to be Trump. Stay Trump. Then, Alex, he needs to come to you and probably three or four other broadcast entities and set up his own network. His own network. And totally bypass the right-wing media. And by doing that, anybody that wants to learn about Trump will have to come to him, Alex, and they'll hear the story, the whole story. And if they go through Fox, CNN, MSNBC, what they're going to hear is a story that is totally wrong.
Let's hear more of that strategy back in 70 seconds. Then the state senator joins us.
Thank you for listening to
Third Hour. 70 seconds away.
GCNLive.com today.